Hey, this is CITR 101.9. I'm Arthur Kay, and it's Tuesday once again, 1 to 2 p.m. This is Inner Journey, my show with folk, experimental music, DIY, local punk, and beyond. Today's show, I thought I would try to bring in some stuff that I had heard over the last few days, over the weekend, actually, in northern BC at the Arts Wells Festival. So I'd like to start with a song by Linda McRae, who I heard sing a little bit there. This is from her CD, Rough Edges and Ragged Hearts, which is the song of the name of the title track on the CD. It's the first song. But I'd like to play something from the back end of the CD called 4 and 20 Blackbirds to start off the show today. And Arts Wells, for those of you who have never heard of it, is a music festival in northern British Columbia, about 8 to 10 hours north of Vancouver, depending on how long you take to stop for lunch or what have you. It's kind of like people go there and camp, and it's a small town with venues at different small churches, the old theater hall, community hall, and an outdoor stage, and it's kind of nestled in the mountains and quite nice. So here, I guess that was a place that was very nice to hear new music in, and one of the people I heard was Linda McRae, and this is 4 and 20 Blackbirds by Linda McRae. Oops, sorry. That was not quite the right song. I guess just going to have to back that up and start it again. That was another song. I'll play that song later in the show. But for now, here, properly queued up, is 4 and 20 Blackbirds by Linda McRae. Kansas Community Radio here on CITR. Always about the perfectionism, obviously.
Doesn't know what to do. Who? Mama, who? She feeds them broth, but hasn't any bread. She whips them soundly, sends them to bed. Doesn't she love her babies like you do?
He met an old man who wouldn't say
half leg and threw him down the stairs. I don't like these stories, they're making me scared. Where is he, Mama? Where? Birds baked in a pie. Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye. Why, Mama, why? When the pie was open and the birds began to sing, wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king? I know I would have cried, 'cause wouldn't they have died?
concert series from July 14th to August the 25th from 4 to 7 p.m. Come out to Kate's Park, just off Dollarton Highway in North Vancouver for a live musical event featuring local artists in an outdoor venue. The shows are free as CDs are available. Presented by City of North Vancouver, the Arts Office, HRDC and CITR 101.9 FM.
So before that public service announcement about the concert series at Kate's Park, Wayatchewichen in North Vancouver, it's been going on a little bit. I think I had an inkling that they do a concert series, a summer concert series at Kate's Park, which is the former site of the Art and Social Justice Festival Under the Volcano, which saw its last year, due to funding cuts, I would say mainly, and also lack of people willing to take it over and keep it going, unfortunately. But there's always something. And before that PSA was, what was I playing? Oh yeah, More Love, who are the combined talents of a bunch of folks from around BC. And that was a song called All My Lakes Lay Frozen Over. And before that was the Luke Blue Guthrie song, Keep On Shuffling, who I saw him play at Artswells Festival this past weekend. And before that, Linda McRae with 420 Blackbirds. And I'd like to keep moving on with stuff that was on at Artswells to do with music. This past weekend, and this is Inner Journey. I'm Arthur Kay, quite tired. It was like 12 hours coming back from Artswells yesterday with stops and with getting dropped off and having to transit in from the suburbs with the person that I caught a ride with. So here is a song by somebody who played at Artswells, and I caught them a little bit in More Love. They sing in that, and then they do their own thing, but I didn't hear their solo set. But this song seems to just keep on reminding me that I should really make the effort to check them out one of these days. And I hope maybe before I hurt them. So Miss Emily Brown with Diary of Amy Briggs. And that's a whole project onto itself you can check out if you want. So here is Diary of Amy Briggs by Miss Emily Brown on Inner Journey with me, Arthur Kay, on CITR 101.9, Campus Community Radio, here in Vancouver. Starvation. Read all about it in magazines.
smoked until it's goddamn war. Sit in the torchlight, hear the gunfire. I work a 6 to 6 and home to the private. He's got a week to leave, I don't think I'll survive.
Listen up, the deadline for Shindig 2012 is fast approaching. If you are a local musician or band, now is your chance to get in on this high-stakes battle of bands and earn yourself some prizes and glory. Past participants of Shindig include the Pack AD, 3 Inches of Blood, Japan Droids, You Stay Party, and so much more. All styles are welcome. The deadline for digital submission is August 6th, while physical entries must be received by August 12th. For instructions on how to submit your entry, go to CITR.ca or find CITR Radio on Facebook.
She rolls on through the valley. Yes, she rolls, that's all she do. Name ain't Sue, and name Ain't Sally. Name is Lazy. And what's it to you? A little lazy, hot and hazy. Do I love the sound of your name? A little lazy, drunk and crazy. Will you be my sweetheart again? I've explored her top to bottom. I'm feeling good is all she make. If it's charms you want, she's got 'em.
Let the radio play, Miss Patsy says. clocks are running on 7 times.
So that was Luke Blue Guthrie with a song called Southern Time that I heard for the first time, that song, just this past weekend at Arts Wells, up in Wells, BC, north of here, in Vancouver, where I'm at CITR again. This is Inner Journey with me, Arthur Kay, every Tuesday from 1 to 2, folk, experimental, and not so much today because it's like I would like to bring back stuff that made an impression on me while I was at this festival this past weekend. But sometimes it's mostly like local DIY punk stuff and whatnot, what people can make and music that I get the chance to hear. So I did go up there with the technology to do a little bit of interviewing. And I conducted one interview with a band called Ladybug and Caterpillar. They're a duo, and one of them goes by Ladybug and one of them goes by Caterpillar. And I cut their set, and I'll play a bit of their music after the interview, but here is a bit of the conversation that we had following their show at Arts Wells this past weekend. So this is my interview with Ladybug and Caterpillar. Hopefully this will play.
Let's just test it out. Okay, cool. Well then, I think that's the general area of the microphone.
Okay.
So I think we should be okay. So, hey.
Hi.
Hi.
So maybe just for the sake of this interview and it being aired to people who wouldn't have been here, most likely, or maybe they would, but in any case, if you could maybe just give some idea of, like, just where you were coming from. You just came off stage about roughly an hour ago, and kind of what was, maybe set the scene in terms of what was going on then, and yeah, so that, I don't know if you can give any sense of where we are and what has just been happening all around us and things like
that. Well, we're in paradise, essentially. We're in one of the most beautiful places in Canada, and it's one of the best festivals that I've ever been to. It's my fifth year at Arts Wells, and this is one of the acoustic stages. It's a memorial stage named after Tempest from Hornby. And basically, we came all the way from Winnipeg to be at this festival. We actually hitchhiked here. It took us 4.5 days, and we got our set pretty much cohesive. It was a little bit rough in patches, but we're pretty happy with it, and I'm just so pleased to play this stage. It has great acoustics. There's so many beautiful musicians at this festival, and I feel really great to be here. Like That's I said, awesome. It's my fifth year, so I just keep coming back.
And I would like to give some time to you as well. You maybe want to participate in a similar exercise.
Oh, sure. Well, we got up and Shane was opening the night at the Tempest stage, and the Tempest stage was just reopened after 2 years of renovations, and the last time that it was in use at the festival was when Tempest was actually here and performing at this at the festival. And so a lot of the people who are opening the stage tonight are all people who knew her. Some of us knew her only a little bit and others knew her very well. But we came on, we were, everything was a little late, and we got up there and the place was quite packed, and everybody was really high energy and very participatory, and
definitely.
Everyone was great.
So you played on the stage in previous years?
I have. I was in a band with Tempest. We were called the Ramona Lisas, and we played kind of roots gospel, basically a cappella, and I played the stage before, and I was a little bit emotional going into it just because this is a memorial stage for her, named for her, and she was one of my best friends, and this is the last place that I ever sang with her, and it was the first time I've been in the room since I sang with her last, but it was really beautiful and magical, and I could definitely feel her presence, and it was very special that they've opened the church again. It has some of the best sound that you're going to get at a stage at this festival.
Yeah, coming up here, people mentioned kind of like, oh, do you remember the time so-and-so played at the church or things like that? I mean, I guess they were talking about this place.
Yeah, there are three churches that are stages here at the festival. There's one in Barkerville, there's one up the hill here in Wells, and there's this church, but this church definitely has a little bit of a famous edge as far as how many awesome sets have been here. The first set I ever heard played in this particular church was David Newberry, and it blew my mind, and the acoustics are just so good, and it's very intimate, which just makes for a really special listening experience for the audience. Yeah.
Okay. And so you were in a band that had played here, and then where?
I didn't make it out to Wells that year. I was taking care of my garden, and I couldn't leave.
So since that time of gardening and also playing here, I guess coming back here, is it with any changes in direction or?
I think that the festival gets better all the time.
For yourself, I guess.
I think what it does for me is just being surrounded by so many amazing artists is really inspirational as far as my own songwriting and my own creation of different pieces is concerned. And it's just kind of a place to recharge your mojo and get set up for the following year. And it's just, there's so many, like I said, inspirational musicians around, and you really feed off of that energy, and it's really excellent. I don't know about you.
Yeah, the festival, I've only been coming for 3 years now, and it's amazing to see, in those 3 years, the way that the festival has grown just in those 3 years, and in a really positive way for the most part. And so many people that come here for the first time, and as soon as they get here, they're just, this place is amazing, and they can't wait for the next year before the festival's even over.
Okay, and just I guess I won't go on too much, but I just want to say that my impression was that you guys, it goes to it seems like you get into various states while performing. How would you, could you describe that? Why does it get so intense, I guess?
For myself, I definitely, I think it's important. I think it's intrinsic. I think it comes naturally. I think that for myself specifically, I definitely feel I'm a very soft-spoken person. Not singing, not on stage, I'm pretty, chill and not reserved necessarily. But when I perform, I feel as though I'm channeling a very, very strong spirit that comes out when I get to sing. And so to be at a stage this intimate with such great acoustics, to just really be able to let it out, you definitely come from this place of of all that spirit and all that power and letting it loose and sharing it with so many people who are so attentive and so, there's so much love in the room that you know these people are there to listen to you and they're so respectful and it just makes you feel really empowered and you can just let your songs shine and it's just a wonderful feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, for me as well. I see, you know, song as one of the oldest forms of prayer that's so intrinsic to us as human beings that, you know, we do it from when we're tiny children. And for me, you know, when I'm up there, I don't really sing for myself anymore. I'm not there for me. And I'm there for, in many ways, those people that I know that have passed on and those people in the room and to honor those spirits and to give thanks. And for me, every song, you know, is that I'm up there and I'm praying. And some people may not necessarily always see that. But we, I think, both of us really, you know, we're both very, well, religious, and we get up there to honor that spirit and the spirits of those that are listening and our own spirits and that great spirit, and that's why we do what we do when it comes down to it, because, you know, that's to give thanks for what we're given and to honor those that are passed on and those that are still here with us.
Yeah. Definitely. We both do a lot of Veda ceremonies as well, so it's just like the music is just another extension of it's a gift, you know, and to share it with other people, they're giving us a gift by taking the time, you know. Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing. This is my favorite place to come to. It's like coming home once a year. Yeah.
Okay, well, all right, well, I'll say, I guess, thank you for your time.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
right. Thanks a lot.
Cool.
No worries.
Thanks.
That was my interview with Ladybug and Caterpillar up at Artswell's this past weekend. And now I'll just play a little bit of their music, a recording of one of the songs that I heard them play there called Point of My Shoe. And then, show will be over in a little bit. This is Inner Journey. I'm Arthur Kay, here Tuesdays, 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Campus Community Radio, here in Vancouver.
Are you trying to play louder than me? Are you trying to play prouder than me? Why do I always think it's about me? Why do I feel like everyone be watching what I do? I ain't so different from you. When the only thing that separates me from you is that I continue following the point of my shoe. Will I be running away? I'll be running away. I'll be running away. Like you. Slowly I start to realize I'm gonna be just like you. Just like you. I'm gonna be just like you. Just like you. I can't live up to my own expectations. I continue. Are you trying to play louder than me? Are you trying to play prouder than me? Why do I always think it's about me? Why do I feel like everyone be watching what I do? I
thing that separates me from you is that I continue following the point of my shoe. You gotta be your light. Well, you gotta have faith. Yeah, yeah. When you can't tell night from day, no. When you can't find a way to keep the thieves at bay, you gotta be your light. Well, there's no doubt about it. Well, there's no doubt about it. Well, there's no about it, you gotta be your light. But if your vote's not counted, yeah, yeah, you can't drink from that fountain. No, you gotta climb that mountain so you can see your light. Put down your toys, the world needs your voice, and it sure could use your light. Well, there's no doubt about it. Well, there's no doubt about it. Well, there's no doubt about it. You gotta be your own light. Tell lies if you're gonna, and watch what happens to your life. Then when you meet your maker, yeah, yeah, as a giver or a taker,
yeah, yeah,
you won't be proud in the baker when you meet your maker if you be your own light. Well, there's no doubt about it. Well, there's no doubt about it.
What kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. For more info, visit thecityfm.org.
There's not many sounds as wild and lonesome as a faraway train in the night. They used to carry my young mind with them off down the line. And I'd shiver to think of the distance. And some nights I'd walk out past the lights to gape at the stars and hear the highway whine. I followed that high lonesome sound, been down some good roads, and I've known some good friends. After all that traveling around, here I am high. traveling men. Drew my young eyes away toward the horizon. Find rest but within. Fleeting space between voices harmonizing. I followed that high lonesome sound. Been down some good roads. I've known some good. Tell me these thoughts of you.
Peace, hope we can reach out.
So that was David Newbury, who I heard play at Arts Wells this past weekend, and that was a song called We Reap What We Sow. And yeah, I heard him play. He's got a couple great songs that chronicle sort of a coming-of-age experience that is tied to also being very involved in the sport of hockey that are worth checking out, too, that I heard him play that I hadn't heard before. And then, yeah, coming up next is Linda with Give Him the Boot. So this has been Inner Journey with me, Arthur K. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Campus Community Radio here in Vancouver. Keep listening. And, yeah, have a nice afternoon.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.